quarter, but it turns out that having it run for a year straight, it's funny how fast a year goes by, to tell you the truth. And, you know, that's about a 300 meg drive that fills up a year, and those are even less expensive. Those are under $100. So that's really the only issue is if you didn't fill up the entire drive in a quarter, you'd be wasting that space. So that's the only issue I would say about that. Otherwise, I guess we would be happy to receive quarterly drives, because then we could make up better premium packages for the rest of the network.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm still on.
Here yes, you're still box. On. Bear with me 1 minute. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to, based upon what you just said, I'd like someone, if you think this needs to be changed, to change it. The way it's reading now is that each Pacifica station dedicate a quote, recording station, end quote, that replicates the PRA KPFK total recorder program and sends a hard drive to PRA at the end of each year, fiscal year. Now, I think I'm happy with that. I don't know whether we need to use the words archive quality audio or not.
Can we amend?
If you think we need to, then suggest it now, and we will discuss it.
Instead of at the end of the fiscal year, every quarter. That we send quarterly that information to PRA.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I would say archival standard of 128 kilobytes MP3.
Well, if they use the total recorder program, is that automatically assumed?
No, they have a choice of WAV file, which is a much larger file.
Okay, then let me put in parentheses. If there's no objection, I'll put in what you just said, but would you read it again?
Sure. The suggested quality is 128 kilobytes.
That's KBYTES?
It's 128 KB.
Okay.
KPBS.
KPBS?
Uh-huh.
And it's an MP3 file.
Semicolon MP3 file.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put KB apostrophe S. It just okay. And then Adriana, your suggestion was send the hard drive to PRA quarterly. Quarterly.
Yes.
Quarterly. Okay. Okay, I'm going to read it one more time. Does anybody have any objection to adding the quarterly? Okay, that each Pacifica station dedicate a recording station that replicates the PRA KPFK, quote, total recorder, end quote, program, and then in parentheses, 128 kilobytes, semicolon, MP3 file format, right? MP3 file format?
That's correct.
Okay, in parentheses, and sends a hard drive to PRA quarterly. Okay, is there any objection to this? Passed without objection. Okay, now I want to go back to another motion, which I think needs to be put into a motion, and that was when I asked Brian if he had any requests for the members of this task force between now and the next meeting. And Brian, you said something to the effect that they read the introduction letter, research locally, contact the department head, of your alma mater or local college / university, and is there anything else?
No, forward those contacts to Brian.
The educator.
Okay, the archives director.
And actually, it could be educators at the station. There's a lot of teachers and professors that are programmers that we don't even know.
Okay, contact department heads or educators of your alma mater or local college / university and forward contacts to the archive director. Is there anything I'm missing there? I'm going to read it one more time. The motion is that members of the Archives Task Force each read the introduction letter research locally and contact the department head or educators of your alma mater or local university. Okay, comma. Research, comma. Let me start again. That members of the Archives Task Force each read the introduction letter, research, comma, read the introduction letter, comma, research, comma, contact the department head or educators of your alma mater or local community college or university, and forward contacts to the archive director. For, do you want to say for what, Ryan? For the, what's the name of the program? Hello?
I was muted. For the campus campaign outreach.
For campus campaign outreach.
Perfect.
Okay.
Brian, do you want us to contact them or provide you with contact information?
Both, actually. If you need to contact them to ask them about their email or even say, would you be interested in something, that's cool. But if you don't want to do that, just forward their name and address, and we'll contact them initially.
Okay.
So I'm open and flexible. Just get that sale.
Okay, let me read it one more time. That members of the Archives Task Force each read the introduction letter, comma, research, comma, contact department heads or educators at your alma mater or local college university and forward contacts to the archives director for the campus campaign outreach program. Campus campaign program outreach?
Yes, that's fine.
Campus campaign program outreach. Okay. Does anyone have anything you would like to change in that? Or do you have any questions? Any more questions about this? Okay. Does anyone have any objection to this motion? Okay.
Brian, this is Jim. Could you email me that intro letter?
Yes.
I got the the video.
Okay.
Okay. I received it, and I'm sorry you haven't received it, Jim. Did you not receive his Brian's report?
No.
Guess not. I will have to check again that Jim Boyd gets on this.
Yeah, he's not on the list, Teresa.
Huh. It's why Jim Krapka, but Jim Boyd is not there.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else? What I'm thinking of doing, Brian, is putting your notes in to the minutes. So when we send out the draft minutes of this meeting, your notes will be in there.
That's fine.
Okay.
Good.
So is there anything else in your report that you would like to discuss?
I don't think so. I think that's plenty to chew on. You know, financially, we're still sort of skating thin, but, you know, we have hopes with this. We have hopes with, you know, working with the stations. We're doing some special programming with WPFW later in the month to raise money for the archives. And other than that, I'm looking forward to meeting with John Prophet, who is, has his plate full so far. So I have not yet had a private meeting with him, but I'm looking forward to his support.
Okay. All right, and is there anything else in your report that you need to discuss?
Nope.
Video views on the YouTube?
No, I said earlier, you know, the John Coltrane video is going swell virally, and we've made a little bit of money out of it, but it's going swell and will have long-term effects, I think.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any other suggestions for Brian? You know, I have something on my mind, so I'm going to jump in, and then other people maybe this will stimulate something. You know, there's a wonderful musician named Susan Werner. Have you ever heard of her?
No, I'm Googling her now.
Okay. She did a CD that I've heard, and she did it on a grant, and it was songs that were all farm related. And then the CD is a concert with her doing these songs, and I think the CD was called Hayseed.
Uh-huh.
And she was giving the concert on the CD at, like, University of Oklahoma, but seems like she got the grant through, like, Ohio or something. And it occurred to me, you know, she, for example, might be able to get a grant to do songs to accompany, like, the women's studies collection that we have, and maybe do fundraising concerts somehow. I just thought, you know, I don't know how she did it, but it might be worth contacting her, because she's an amazing musician, but, like, this is a collection of, like, farm songs.
Got it.
A wonderful tribute to our agricultural, you know, system. And it just occurred to me, well, I'd love to hear her in concert. I don't care how what it would take, but maybe there is a grant out there that could be used to stimulate fundraisers. Maybe something could be worked out with her where she would do, you know, five fundraisers in the five areas of the stations. So that was my brilliant idea that occurred to me lately. Anybody else have any ideas? Okay.
Well, this is Lamont just again before we sign off and conclude today's meeting. Jim, this is for Adriana and also for you, to Teresa, and you talked to Tony Diaz. And I should have mentioned before, but Mark and his able colleague Edgar Toledo has put together some really good important things dealing with Latinas in the United States and outside the United States. Mm. And I know Mitch G. Jezrich and his show and KPFA, they often have discussions in history and devoted to some aspect of life in the Americas, not just in the United States, dealing with Latinas. So I'm just saying for you, Teresa, and also for Adriana, that's a good source, Edgar Toledo, and certainly Mark, for information more pertinent to the Latino-Latina experience.
Thanks, Lamont. I appreciate that.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I want to, I really appreciate that, but I want to clarify a little bit. Our program, Nuestra Palabra, features interview with author and new voices in poetry. They are the programmers are Tony Diaz, Liana Lopez, and Brian Parras. But what Teresa was referring to, they initiated a campaign in Houston because Arizona was passing a law banning the studies of Mexican American, banning the study about Mexican Americans, and was banning the books. That's why they started a campaign. Wasn't in Texas. They started a campaign in Texas, and was like a caravan traveled to Arizona, bringing some of the books that were banned there. That was the action. That's why we're calling Libro Traficante.
Like it.
Yeah, in the state of Arizona, they were banned. That's why they started this in Texas. We didn't have that problem here in Texas. The problem was in Arizona. We were trying to help them, you know, bringing the books that they didn't have there. Thank you.
That's great. I think, you know, what's, you know, in envisioning something like that with the Archives Campus campaign, I could definitely see getting a grant or doing fundraisers to distribute the materials to Arizona schools specifically with our Latino Chicano Chinese material.
And I think that piggybacks on our earlier motion that we need to get current materials into the archives, because the great Latino writers and the great writers and educators and speakers and activists of today need to be in these education packs into the future. And so that's why it's a critical moment for us to make this motion to officially gather all five of our Pacifica Station materials into the archives. But thanks, Adriana.
Thank you.
Okay. So if the report of the archives director is finished, the next thing on the agenda was approval of the minutes of 4/21 of 2015, and they were sent out by Janice Lane Ewart. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to those minutes?
I sent by email the correction to Janet.
Oh, just to Janet or to everybody?
Well, everybody, I think, but Janet, we received the email from her, and I returned the email the same way. I replied to all, and I make there all the corrections.
Okay. Can you possibly tell us what they are, or do
they are really long? And I put it in writing, but I don't know if anybody received it, but I did.
Okay, well,
I make a suggestion. If people don't have them, I haven't seen them, could they just be sent out again, emailed to everyone, and then we could check it and postpone the review of those till the next meeting?
Yes, I will do that.
Rather than try to read through everything right now, I think it'd be more expeditious.
Okay, is that Lamont?
Yeah, that's Lamont. I'm sorry, it didn't give you my name again.
Lamont?
Yeah, Lamont.
Yakey, Y-E-A-K-E-Y, moved to postpone approval of the 4/21 of 2015 minutes until the next meeting.
That's right.
Okay. Adriana Casanave will resend her corrections. Perhaps Janice Lane Ewart can incorporate her corrections unless she has some objections to your correction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because maybe
so if she incorporates, then she can resend the minutes. Okay, does anybody have any objections to that? Passed without objection. Okay, this is the motion we just passed. Yakey moved to postpone approval of the 421-15 minutes until the next meeting, and Adriana Casanave will resend her corrections. Okay, to the entire committee, I'm assuming.
Yes, that's correct.
To the entire committee, task force, I should say. Task force. Which the secretary pro tem may incorporate. Okay. And that was passed without objection. The next item on the agenda is approving elections of officers. I did get a call while we were on this meeting from Janice Lane Ewart on my mobile phone. I was trying to listen. I think it might have been on my landline. Anyway, it was during this meeting, and I didn't toggle over if it was on my landline. And so I don't know what the message was. It could very well be that she was called in late. So I'm going to suggest that someone might want to move that we postpone election of officers until the next meeting. Does anyone want to make that motion?
Okay, I'll make the motion, Lamont. And unless there's, I'll just make the motion, postpone the election until the next meeting. This is Lamont speaking.
Okay.
Steve Cronin, I second.
Lamont Yehi moved to delay election of officers until the next meeting. Steve Pride, second. Any objections? Pass without objection. You're so friendly. Okay.
Adriana.
Yes, Adriana?
We were talking, but I don't know if we define that. Are we polling the members about the time of the next meeting?
I'm very, very sorry about the confusion. I do not have any problem with starting at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Obviously, some people liked this earlier time. Brian DeJazer.
Well, yeah, we're still at work, so it's within our time.
I was not intending to change this. Adriana, you obviously, I think that Serene Roberts prefers the later time, and I'm in the back of my head from just the conversation in the email, I'm thinking that actually it might be more convenient for the 8:30 Eastern is better for Janice Lane Ewart. So pardon my any confusion over that, but I'm assuming that we're going to go back to 8:30 Eastern.
Okay.
Does anybody have any problems with that?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I've got a question. This is Lamont speaking. We were going to hold up the meeting for someone, I guess, who was Serene. Has she come on board yet?
I don't think they came on, so
maybe they had a conflict,
or they're really ticked off at us.
Yeah, we're well into the time that she would have probably called. Well, my view is this. If this time is convenient, let's stick with it. But if the body as a whole wants to make it later, that's fine.
Well, I see what.
5:30 here in the middle of traffic, but 4:30. I don't know. I'm open. I'll go with whatever the consensus is. But
it's not usual. I mean, we did tend to start later because people in California said, "Well, we need to get out of work so we can get on these telephone conference calls." Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I think that we have the standard time was 8:30. Easter time because, like you said, in the email thread, William, Janice, and Serene, the three of them, refer to that they prefer that time. I'm personally Me too, because that changed totally the schedule. We have always all the PMB related meetings starting, you know, 8:30 Eastern time, and that is easier to remember and to put in place. But
well we're missing Frank Lefevre. Isn't he on the East Coast? We're missing.
I think he's WBAI.
So we're missing three people in New York.
Yes.
So either they have another meeting, or it's just not convenient, or 8:30 is just really not good for them. I always thought that the later time was better for the people on the West Coast, but everybody on the West Coast doesn't seem to mind it. I can put a question in the minutes or send out a question and ask whether anyone has an objection to moving it back earlier if you want.
Well, why don't you do it this way? Just raise the question, what is the best time? And that way it gives people, keep it where it is, move it up earlier.
Okay.
And it gives it the three in New York and if any others who are missing tonight, Serene, so forth,
okay,
to respond.
Let me ask you while you're here to save six phone calls or six emails. To the people that are on this call right now, is 7:30 Eastern better for you?
Well, I'm just open. It happened. This is Lamont speaking. You know, I'll go either way. And, you know, I made that suggestion earlier, only because I got the call from Mark, and then I got to it right away. But, you know, just make sure that we can get the fullest number, serve the greatest number for the greatest good, for the great best time.
All right, no problem then. So everyone here on this phone, it doesn't matter to you. Okay, good. The next item on the agenda is setting the next meeting, and I noticed that June 16th is available, which is the third Tuesday, I think, next month. It is available on the calendar. Does anybody have any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. That's when our next meeting will be. And
yeah, I have a problem with that because it'll be the last day of I will be traveling from the meeting in L.A.
Mhm. Mhm.
And I have a problem with that. But
mhm. Well, are we proposing to skip a month for any reason? Brian, do you want to have a meeting next month?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, other than Adriana, does anybody have a problem with that date and time? Because that's kind of what our trend. We're going with third Tuesdays, it appears. Now, that's right after the national board meeting. Now, we may or may not have, that might be a good thing to have it right after the board meeting presentation. So do we have any other objections other than Adriana? Okay, hearing none. Then we're going to meet on the 16th. And for sure, the election of officers is going to be first thing on the agenda.
You confirmed the time, too, on the 16th. Will it be 7:30 or 8:30, right? We'll do that.
Okay, well, I'm personally going to contact the three or four people that are missing from this call so I can decide right away, if you don't mind. I'm going to see if I can get the answer from them and then schedule it, because if it gets on the back burner, I'll forget to schedule the meeting, and then we'll really be in a world of hurt. Okay. Does anybody want to?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
It means that I will be banned for clearly for voting in the task force in the next meeting. Right.
So are you saying that you're literally flying at that time?
Exactly.
You're flying Tuesday evening.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Not to throw things off just for this one time. If the Tuesdays are when we meet, that we didn't schedule for the following Tuesday or if the next day, Wednesday. And he could be, still keep that meeting in June. I think Brian's suggestion or intimate, it's good to have a meeting on the heels of that larger
yes.
meeting.
I agree. So we can do it the next Wednesday, the next day, the 17th.
Well, the 17th, is the KPFK local station board meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Steve. That's correct. Yeah, that's bad for us. So, yeah.
Now I'm assuming we won't have a PNB meeting on Thursday the 18th because we're having the face-to-face. We could go with Thursday the 18th
right.
of June.
Right. That sounds, probably the PNB is not that.
Is that okay for Brian? I'm okay for the 18th, Lamont.
That's okay for us. We're fine.
Okay, well, then I will have to assume, I'm hoping, that will not be a problem with William, Serene, Frank, and Janice.
You can try.
We can only try. Okay, so I'm going to make a notation that we're going to try to schedule it on the 18th. All right, and I will find out if those four people do not have any objections to, I'll find out whether if anyone has an objection to 7:30 Eastern. If anyone does, then we will go back to 8:30 Eastern. Okay? Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Who wants to move that we adjourn?
Well, one last thing just before we adjourn. I could do that for Lamont calling. I would urge with our national meeting coming up here in L.A., I don't know if all of us who are on the line will be at this meeting, but to whatever degree we can, give full, wholehearted support to our local LSBs, but certainly to the preservation and maintenance of funding for the Pacific Archives. I mean, it's no mystery. We're hurting for money, but the archives shouldn't be on the chopping block. I mean, it shouldn't. That, to me, is the heart and core of what this station has been about for the last 60 or more years. And we've got to, if there's anything left on the Titanic before it goes to the archives, ought to be fixed.
Adriana?
My view. Hello?
Adriana?
So this is Lamont calling. I don't know who else is still listening, but I'm on.
I'm still on. Adriana wanted to say something. Adriana, didn't you want to say something?
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Well, I agree, and I think that nobody through the whole Pacifica Foundation have any doubts about the importance of the archives. I mean, we know that this is essential. But I don't think that at all the idea of going to the chopping block is a real idea. What we saw with the numbers is that we need to find a way to fund the archives because the last information that we have in the last 10 years at least, the archives are being, the National Office and KPFA are putting the money, almost $1 million, $947,000 that the radio archives we are short of. And I think that's what we need to solve. Because it's not any doubt that should be survived and thriving, but we need to find a way. And what we see is that we have a fiduciary responsibility with the whole foundation, because Pacifica Radio Archive will not exist without the Pacifica Foundation. That's why we need to find a way to fund this important really unit, but we need to be creative. We need to fund that way because cannot be going this way, we see, the directors see, that it's not sustainable, that almost $1 million was lost or is not there in the last 10 years. I mean, I'm talking till the end of 2013. For what I can see, the last information that we have, the preliminary statements, this till February, to the end of February, the first since September of last year, October 1st till February 28th, the Pacifica Radio Archives is almost $90,000 under. The amount of money that less income that was projected. What I'm trying to say here, I know that it's so vital, the work that you are doing, but please do not, I don't think that we need to trivialize this, saying that we want to send it to the chopping block. We need to find a solution for the foundation, including the radio archives. We need to be creative. I know we need to work hard, and I think that all the initiatives that you from the radio archives are having are so important, because we need to fund that money. But we need to understand, too, that we have the responsibility to keep that manageable. We cannot go up with debt.
Well, Adriana, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I agree with Mrs. Lamont. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But what has come out of our local KPFK station, and I don't know if it's happening elsewhere, there have been some LSB members who've either suggested that the archives pay more money, or they cut the funding, and or cut the funding that the larger network provides for the archives. And what I'm saying, neither of those two options are agreeable to me. And I would hope that our task force would take a very, very strong position in defense of the archives, that they should not have a reduction in their monies, and moreover, they should, for heaven's sake, not be required to pay to the central for the services they provide for all of us. I mean,
I would like to
it's
respond.
Not either
to
or, we do want to preserve and keep Pacifica. That's without question, but. You know, it's like a corporation. They want to cut off all the parts and the limbs of the various divisions. And I think that we can't do that for the archives. I mean, whatever rumblings may be coming from the different stations because they're hurting financially, the last place, if at all, should be to begin to reduce and not fail to support wholeheartedly the archives. That's all I'm getting at. So with this meeting coming up, if we can make this clear that, you know, Brian shouldn't have to just go and fight for us by himself, and I don't think he's doing it by himself. I know all of you, Adriana, and everybody support it. But we should be emphatic about this, that all, not just kind of passive, but emphatic at the meeting that this is no less important than any other consideration that Pacifica has to deal with.
Sure. I agree totally. That's why I said from the beginning that I believe that the Pacifica Radio Archives is really essential for the foundation, and not only for the foundation. I want to be a little bigger there. It's not only for the foundation. It's for the history, for the memory of this country. You know, it's preserving something that is so important for us as a nation. You know, I agree totally with the issue. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we shouldn't be caught up in trying to see who to blame. I think that everybody is required at this point in time, the whole, all the units, including the station, including the archives, we are trying to see how can we contain costs, and more than that, raise money, bring fresh money to keep doing the important work that we are doing, and basically what the radio archives is doing. It's not any doubts about it. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this, Adriana.
Yes.
When last year we found the MLK tape, and Brian, how much money was generated through the totally? Do you think for the stations through the sales of that new MLK tape last year?
Sure. It was just this January 19th, and the archives got $10,000, and then the stations, at the station level, raised about $75,000.
Okay. We're still, the stations are paid the archives $7 per tape?
$5.
$5 per tape. And we haven't raised the cost of what the stations pay for the tapes as premiums in how long?
Since 1999, well, actually, it's about since 2000, when they were cassettes at $2 to the stations. Then I think in like 2000, 2001, we raised it to $3. But as we've gone to CDs, and you know, those have stayed at $3. If it's an MP3 CD with 10 hours on it, we jump it to $5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the jump drives, we keep at a very low cost as well. But you know, we haven't really upped the ante of the costs to the stations in forever.
I guess we're just gonna. If you want, I will put this on the agenda for our next meeting. This discussion. Is that all right?
Yeah, and okay. I think I can. If we're about to adjourn, I'll end with one final positive note, is that I'm part of the National Recorded Preservation Task Force at the Library of Congress, and I've been working with them for many years as they've been inventing it. So now in February of 2016, there's a research caucus in Washington, D.C., and the National Recorded Preservation Task Force are a group of large group of academics and scholars. And it's been, we've been invited to, you know, I'm already an affiliate, so I'm going to the meeting in February. But the quote by one of the faculty members of the task force working with that said they have been discussing the Pacifica archives. They know that in preserving radio in this country, this collection must be preserved. And the quote is, they will certainly provide the archives with academics and scholars who will help us write grants to digitize this collection because they need it for resources in their classes and teaching, as Lamont has just said about the campus campaign. So we have another group of academics that are willing to help us write grants because nobody in this country that is seriously interested in preserving sound and radio would not oppose the continued digitization of the archives collection. I think I said that right. But that's a positive. We've got a number of scholars that are willing to help us with grants and funding in the future.
Brian, may I say something to you?
Mm-hmm.
I always commend you at the Pacifica Radio Archive for the job that you are doing. What I'm trying to say, sometimes I'm sorry, but, you know, sometimes I cannot express myself the way that I really want. But what I'm trying to leave here, the thought is, we shouldn't be fighting for grants, you know, among ourselves. We are a unit. We are all Pacifica Foundation. You are doing a vital job. I mean, the work that you are doing and your group is doing is very important. But remember, too, that during these 10 years, that some of the stations were supporting the Pacifica Radio Archives to the point that, like I said, in 10 years, it's almost $1 million that the rest of the foundation put in the Pacifica Radio Archives. What I'm saying at this point, that we have so many troubles, I don't want to cut anybody. I don't want to cut your people or anything. What I'm saying is, please do not start this fight about crumbs. Why we don't put all our heads together and found a creative way to bring money for the foundation. I think that's what I've been doing.
I mean, I'm not fighting over crimes. I'm just doing my work and trying to raise money and come up with visionary ways to raise that money that's evidenced.
I agree.
You know what? I don't want to discuss this further because if I get into it, you know, if you're going to go on, you know, we all have opinions on this topic. Sure. So I would like to save that for another time. Okay. Does anyone want to move that we adjourn? Don't all rush.
Sure.
Who is that?
Jim.
Hi, Jim Boyd. Jay Boyd moved that we adjourn. Any objection?
The same.
All right. Passed without objection. Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody. And I do appreciate your help.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.